Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool, we coolin' out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 237 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. We have a phenomenal guest tonight. We have music consultant, singer, songwriter, just all around amazing, Danny Felt. Say what's up to the people.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, and thank you for your patience. We've been trying to get this together for a while, so thank you for your understanding.
Yeah. I'm glad we could finally get this together because it's been a while we've been trying to, you know, link up. But you know, it all, as you said before we started recording, everything happens for a reason. So this is going to be like a phenomenal episode. Exactly. Yep. But yeah, so usually what we do, you know, we have guests, it's like, you know, just let people give a little blurb about themselves so that our listeners can, you know, kind of get a feel for who you are before we just dive into questions.
Sure. My name is Danny Felt. I'm a singer-songwriter, a music consultant, and a coach that specializes in branding, making money, and mindset. So covers a lot of bases.
What area you want to dive into first?
Whatever you guys want, whatever you guys, you think your listeners, you know, will want to hear. I have a lot of information about a lot of things. So it's like, however I can help add value, share value, inspire people, give something people can go do, I'm down for it.
All right, let's start with the beginning then. Like, I guess, you know, like the simple stuff, where are you originally from? And then kind of take that into like, what led you to get into, you know, this music marketing and that and the consulting, sorry, and the field that you're in?
It's all the same thing. I'm originally from outside Philly. Okay. I moved to New York after auditioning for The Voice because I just felt really inspired. And then I moved home to take a break. And then I moved to Nashville. So now I'm in Nashville, which is like around some of the most talented people ever. And it's super inspiring because there's just like so many amazing people here. So yeah, just it's been a journey.
Yeah. I like, Kev loves Nashville. Kev's been there about three, four times this past year.
It's not really like my second home. Yeah.
He's a regular.
That's awesome. He's a regular. Yeah. That's good food. Especially like spicy food and fried food.
Yeah. That's the South for you. I actually just moved back to New York from Charlotte. So yeah, that's the South for you. Fried food. I mean, Charlotte doesn't have as much culture as Nashville does, obviously, but still a pretty cool town. I liked it. But yeah, so you tried out for The Voice. That's amazing. Yeah. Like, how far did you go?
Not very far.
Okay. Well, you tried. That's all that matters.
I got to audition. You know, that was pretty cool. It was kind of like a wake up call when you're just in the room full of like chairs of like thousands of people. And you're just like looking around at all the people that want this. And it's just like, wow, there's a lot of competition. This is fierce. But it was a great experience. And from doing that, I ended up finding my roommate to move in a month later. So if I never auditioned, I would have never gotten to that. And so that's why, like I said off camera, like I feel like everything happens for a reason, and there's like always a journey and like path, and like I feel like when we're on the wrong path, the universe will like block us from certain things. It will like give us like very obvious signs, and sometimes we love to just ignore those signs.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're not listening. We're just going to keep trying and keep pushing and keep pushing. And then, you know, it's like you want to meet up with someone and then like they cancel, and then you try again. And then, you know, like something happens to someone in their family and like you literally just can't. And like the universe is like, I don't know if you're like meant to work with this person right now. So we're going to like put you on a different path. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. I'm curious, before we get to the Nashville portion, what was your time like in New York?
Okay, so it was a full journey. Like I arrived there very excited and super passionate. And like somehow really fast, like met this guy, this networking event. And then we end up like being partners and like creating like these like showcase events for artists. So it was like, it was pretty awesome. And then I met this other girl at this other networking event, and I had a music blog at the time. And so we became partners, and then we co-wrote a book together featuring all these different interviews that we did. So I wrote a book, I did events. It was a whole journey. I also worked at a music venue for like a Moroccan restaurant with like belly dancing. And so I learned about like booking shows with like for venues, and like it is like a whole journey. So yeah, it was cool.
That sounds how like long a New York journey.
I know. How long did that journey span?
I think that's it was at least 2 years.
Wow.
Sheesh.
I take this city for granted sometimes. Yeah. That is
crazy. Yeah, you've accomplished a lot in those 2 years for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was fun, you know. Eventually I just got like burnt out because New York's energy is very like, let's make money 24/7. Let's network 24/7. Let's like never stop working. Let's just work and work and work and work and work. And it's like very intense. Environment, you know.
I've heard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, so like I used to live in New York before I moved to Charlotte, and then I got like accustomed to that slow pace, and you know. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm back in New York, it's like taking me forever to readjust to like just constant, like, you know, constant need to do something and to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's insanity. So I completely understand that Nashville that feeling.
Like, Nashville was an adjustment for me because I'm such a fast-paced like person when I got here, and I was like, I'm just going to hit the ground running. I'm just going to set up meetings. I'm just get clients really fast. And then the clients were like, or the potential people to work with were like, I want to get to know you. I want to have like 3 or 4 meetings with you before potentially hiring you. And I was like, what?
Like, yeah. It was a different world.
It was a different world. But it's actually a good thing to like build relationships with people and like get to know people. And like, now I'm happy about it. But when I first got here, I was just like so taken aback and like frustrated and like, what do you mean? I have to like be friends with you. Like New York, it's like, hey, what's your card? What's your rate? Let's do this. Okay, cool.
Everyone serves a purpose. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everyone does not have to be friends.
Exactly.
Out of curiosity, 2 questions. Yes. What was your last straw in New York City, and what was your motivation for going to Nashville?
My last straw in New York was when I got back from the CD Baby conference in Nashville, ironically. I moved into like this third apartment. I was in 3 different apartments, and it was in this like, it was in Briarwood. So it was like, it wasn't in Jamaica, but it was like really like far.
Oh, in Queens. That'll do it too.
We went to college up that way. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll
do it too. I was in Astoria at first, and I loved Astoria, but when I moved for the third time,
I was as well. Yeah.
This other area, like, it just, I don't know, it wore me down, and I was like, And I was living with like four different people at the time. Like it was like this weird situation. There's like all these different people that kept coming in and like leaving. And like, I was kind of just tired at that point. So I was like, bye New York. Like, I guess like the sign, well, when I was in Astoria, like our electric broke for like months when it was like winter. So I had to like keep going home. Like
New York.
Wow.
And so like I feel like that was almost a sign, but then I still
they go to the universe talking to you.
Right. And then I also my business partner, I've had so many business partners, it's crazy, but the one that wrote the book with me, we end up like parting ways as well. And so I had to start over because we just had a falling out, and it's fine now, but you know, it was a lot to like be like, okay, I know you've worked on this for like 5 years of your life. Like now I got to start over. And so it was a whole journey. Like I need to write a second book, honestly, because it's like so much has happened like since that book. But yeah.
Cool.
And what got you to Nashville? Sorry, just a second part.
Yeah, I don't cut you off. My bad.
Oh no, you're good. So one of the first things that got me to Nashville was watching the TV show Nashville. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's so good. And I was like, oh my God.
I've
caught an episode
or two. I snuck one in or two, you know.
So good. So I watched that show and I felt really inspired. And then going to the CD Baby conference, when I came here, I didn't even want to like go back to New York. I was so like inspired, and it was just so cool being around so many amazing people that are doing what I want to do, you know, and from a business perspective, having a music company, you know, that's like never ending potential people to work with. So it was super inspiring. And then the third thing, which is a little more woo-woo, is I love like holistic fairs. And so I went to this psychic fair, and I met this woman that specialized in people channeling people that passed away. And she told me like her uncle or someone, I forget exactly who, wants me to look into moving to Nashville. And I was like, what? Because I was going to move to Boston for some reason.
You sure she didn't work for the city tourism board?
I don't know. It was in Jersey. It was really funny because I was like, Nashville, like I've been wanting to actually like, that was like one of the places I was thinking of living. So when they said that, I took that as such a sign, like maybe I should actually consider it. So then I came to Nashville for my birthday to record a song, just like for fun. And then found my roommate, who I actually met in a music conference 5 years ago, who happened to just move here a month, like prior for me coming here for like visiting. And we met up for my birthday, and somehow her roommate and her end up fighting because of something I did. And then I ended up moving in with her like a week later. So
so you forced your way in, essentially. You tried to sneak that. About something I did, and then I moved in.
Okay. Yeah, you got reacquainted in seven.
All right, Danny, I gotta watch you. I gotta watch
New York in you.
Oh man, well, I mean, it all worked out. Now you're in Nashville. I assume you're happy, so everything's good.
It was aligned. It was so aligned. And then she ended up meeting her like fiance because of us, because I told her to join some dating app or something. And then she ended up like meeting her fiance. And now we have like a 1-year-old that lives here. And like, it's a whole thing.
the universe. So when you first started in music, right, I would assume you started as a singer songwriter. So kind of lead us, talk about that and how you kind of gradually got into the music consulting side of it. And, you know, I guess kind of now 50-50 or whatever the percentages may be, and how you split your time between both.
Yeah. So I knew I wanted to sing since I was 2. Literally, there's like film of me like memorizing nursery rhymes like better than I can now, like at 2 years old, like performing in front of my parents. So it was like always something. I grew up around music. Like my parents would always like play Disney, play theater, play all these like sing-alongs. So like as a kid, I was just always so ingrained with like singing and dancing and like all that like cheesy, you know, music. And then when I was 10, I decided to get voice lessons and take it like more seriously. So I started I started taking, working with a coach since I was 10 years old. And then my parents put me into like these camps of like performing camps, basically. And so I got to learn, basically, I went to this one camp to record and write music. And so the camp director was like, okay, go write a song and come back, and then I'll come up with the guitar for it, and then you'll record it. And it was like the coolest experience ever, mm-hmm. you know? So at 14, I was like in studios, like learning about recording. And even before that, I was doing recording covers and performing and like, yeah, just through camps, like a lot of like performing and recording and writing. And yeah, it was a whole thing. And then I interned in London. I think it was my junior year, like after I got back from sophomore, I think it was like my junior year of college, I went to London to do study abroad. And I met my business partner for my music blog there. And so when I got back from interning from London, I got really inspired to have my own thing. And then that's how I started my music blog. And I got really obsessed with it and got over 300 interviews in a few years. And like every PR company was like hitting me up, wanting me to feature their artists. And I didn't have time to go through all the music. So I just said yes to like everybody. I was just like, yeah, I'll feature everybody on my blog. And so I became like the person that everyone was like, Dani's the best. She's featuring all our artists, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was my first way to really build relationships in the music industry, which I highly recommend everyone's like find ways to create like a way that people differentiate you besides just being an artist. So for me, like I wanted to break into being an artist and like learn about like the music industry and like build connections. And so that was my way of doing that.
Interesting. Yeah. What was the name of that blog that you had?
Creative Spotlights. I actually took it down. Like it got deleted. The website got deleted, all of it. But I can always send you a copy of the book because it has like over 100 interviews. So it's pretty cool. And it's like my story, my business partner's story, and like my other business partner. I had a lot of business partners. It's kind of confusing, but yeah.
Gotcha. So in terms of like today, like right now, it seems like pretty hectic to, you know, be, you know, consulting so many different artists on their careers while trying to manage your own. So how do you find that balance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% agree with you. yeah, no, it's really challenging. And I don't see myself as a manager, but I did start putting myself in that position in the sync world. So I took on a ton of artists with like sync licensing and like helping pitch their music, but it's honestly a lot. So I'm trying to like find more balance because I really like being the artist too and like making my own music. And I feel like right now I'm spending way too much time in the sync world, which is a really slow game. Like it's like hours and hours and hours of work for like, you know, it's super competitive, but I'm learning a lot. Like all the mistakes that I've made have taught me like so much. But I would say it's not easy balancing business and being an artist because they're both like full-time things. Mm. So it's definitely extremely challenging for sure.
What's the sync world?
Thank you, Kim. I was like, for the novices on this end of the screen.
Yeah. I'm
what
sorry.
Is the sync world?
Listeners out there, I mean, obviously,
sync licensing, sync licensing, like music and TV and film. Mm-hmm. So helping artists try to get music to supervisors and sync agents and like working with them, and it's a whole process.
How big is your team?
I would say at least 10 people, but I feel like it's more. Yeah. It's just, my company can just always expand because it's made of different like specialists. And so I can always pick up like another graphic designer or another producer, you know? So it's like Nashville, Pennsylvania, LA. It's honestly pretty virtual. So it can just keep growing and growing, but I'd say at least 10 core people that I send clients to mostly is like PR people, marketing people, music producers. We have really cool animated music videos we've created, regular music videos, photography. I mean, it's kind of never ending.
You like the whole like scope that. Of it all.
Yeah, it's kind of like a label, except we don't invest in people, but we have like all the resources. So we can really help people from the ground up, like a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess to date with your company, what's been your biggest accomplishment?
We made a music video that got several awards for it. So that was pretty cool. Nice. I've gotten several people into like TV or like movies, mostly small ones, but still pretty cool. And that's through most of like, there. What?
I said they're still there.
Yeah.
Don't diminish what you accomplished. Like they're still there.
I'm not. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I would say getting people in TV shows, getting people in movies. I'm also working on a TV show. We shot a pilot. That was an accomplishment. Huge accomplishment.
Divulge. Tell me more about this TV show.
It's a music competition and we filmed it in 2 days and I somehow found the people to help us with like practically no budget. And like, yeah, it's a miracle that we pulled it off. Like my friend flew from LA just to help us direct it. With like no experience to directing, usually he's like filming. but he did amazing. We found the right cast for the pilot and now we're just like editing the audio. So once we get done the audio, then we actually can film, then we can edit the video. And so it's a whole process. I'm learning. It's editing is a very slow process.
Yeah, so I've been told I'm not musically inclined at all, or anything creative. So I idolize you, people like you, know, like you who are visionaries and can see things like that and can, you know, pull together a music video in 2 days with, you know, with a movie, a pilot for a TV show. Correction. With like, you know, that's
what a life. Inspiring.
I was just bored one day and thought it would be funny. And I came up with a concept and I posted it on Facebook and this guy saw it and was like, Danny, take that down. We need to make this a show. And I was like, wow, it's during the pandemic. We have nothing better to do. We're home. So like, we might as well write an entire like episode series and storyboard and like pitch deck and one sheet and all of it. Why not? And website. And like, then we end up filming the pilot. So I don't think that show ever would have been created if it wasn't for the pandemic. I don't think I would have had the same time. And so like, I'm really excited about the show because it's all about inspiring people to follow their dreams. And like, I'm all about that. So yeah.
I was curious, since you mentioned the pandemic, how has it impacted you and your various business ventures?
I'd say it definitely impacts me with like artists having budgets. I think they're starting to more now because of live performances coming back. But when it was like completely non-existent, it was really challenging because, you know, that's like a huge source of artist income. And so like, if I am selling things to artists and they don't have budgets, it's like, they're not getting money. How do they pay us? And that's like me and every other consultant marketing service provider in the music industry. So it's like a whole ecosystem.
And what about for you specifically?
For me, I mean, I still did consulting and stuff. And I also launched this like Sync Night series where like I bring in different supervisors. So I kind of pivoted and have focused a lot on that, creating like virtual events where people can like pitch their music and get feedback and things like that. And that's been pretty successful and extremely helpful for a ton of artists. So for me, I don't think it's been as bad as for some people, but like just for artists,
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel bad for people that literally just do music for a living, trying to figure out how to pivot, you know, during that whole transition, like digitally.
Gotcha. So it's not, so like you literally do a lot, like
a lot.
What are you the most passionate about?
Music, making music, writing music.
So like you actually being the singer-songwriter.
Oh yeah, 100%. Gotcha. Like that's, yeah, like my producer sent me my track the other day. We finally realized that it just needs to be mastered. And I was like doing happy dances. I was so excited because it just felt so good to just finally have a product that's like done when you like work so hard to like get it done. And it's like, you think that you getting money would just make you like so happy, but just getting my song made me like so high. You know what I mean? Like I felt like on top of the world, and that didn't have to do with like, oh, this is going to make millions of dollars. You know what I mean? It was like, this is my heart and soul, and it's finally almost done. Hallelujah. Like I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know?
Congrats.
So I guess it's like bringing something into existence and creating it is like, I don't think there's like another feeling like that, because it's like, it wasn't there, now it exists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, sounds like
sorry,
go ahead. I don't mean to cut
you. Also love connecting with people and coaching. I am really intuitive, so when I meet people I can instantly figure out where their blocks are. Like I'm like, your limiting belief is this, you need to tap through doing emotional freedom technique, like tapping on meridian points. You need to tap through this limiting belief. You're talking really bad. You have like a really poor money mindset. Like you're saying everything's expensive, so you're going to keep creating things being expensive in your life. And it just goes on and on. So yeah, besides like writing and recording, like coaching and speaking and just like inspiring people is like all my passion. So yeah.
Wow. I respect it.
So with
the music then, it sounds like that's like what you're most passionate about. Like, do you like have any upcoming music, you know, that's going to be releasing soon? Cause I know like you sent us a song, Queen, which we really enjoyed. Yeah, we did enjoy that. So like, is there anything else that like you plan on like releasing soon?
Yes. Like the song I just mentioned, like where I'm getting it mastered, I think this week, like I sent it to him last week. And so that will be done. And so I plan on releasing that, but then I also have another song that I worked on 3 years ago that I haven't released. And so I'm trying to figure out which one to release first. But you'd think like you'd release something in 3 years, especially when it's done. So there's like no excuse for me not to. And my album cover designer told me she's going to make me a free cover just to help me release my other song. Cause she's like, there's no excuse to not release that. But yeah, the newest song, I think I'm calling it Unapologetic. I'm not 100% sure on the title yet, but it's basically about like being tired of being taken advantage of and being like, I'm messy, I'm crazy, like, don't mess with me, like, you don't know what happened, like, stop, like, you know. And it's funny because it's me and I'm like super friendly. It's like this like dark song, but it's basically about like stepping into your power, not letting people mess with you, and having self-respect. And like, it's like the tipping point when people like are just all like on your stuff and they just won't leave you alone, and they're just like constantly trying to take from you or constantly trying to mislead you, and you're just like over it, you know. You're just like became like this crazy monster that's just like back the F off. You know. So yeah, I wanted to just inspire people to have self-respect and step into their power, and I want all my music to like move people in some kind of way.
Gotcha. Do you have any plans for a full-length project in the future? Or
I would love to, honestly. I was thinking about that. I was like, I should make an EP or an album or something, because I've written so many songs this year. Mm-hmm. I'm just like trying to find the right producers for the right projects, and like it's like a whole journey, just that alone, you know. But I've co-written with a ton of people, so I would love to like release an EP or something like that and make a lot more music for TV and movies, ideally. Yeah.
Dope. So do you primarily like write for yourself, or do you also write for others?
Mostly myself. I've written a lot of songs with other people that I don't know what to do with. And it's kind of just like sitting there, and I'm like, what do I do with these songs that are not for me? Mm-hmm. So I guess both, but I'd say priority is definitely like making music for myself as an artist, because a lot of artists don't want songs. They want to co-write with people. So they don't want people to just like hand them a song. And so I kind of learned that early on, because when you're like, hey, I have songs for you, and like, oh, those are really cool, but they're not for me. Or like, I think they really want to just like co-write with other people, just like me. Like, I wouldn't want people to hand me a song. I feel like weird when people are like, here, you can just sing this. I'm like, that's not how you make the money.
Yeah.
You have to write the song. And it's like, I would feel weird singing something that I didn't write, like that's not like from me. So I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of artists also are like that. And so I would say, yeah, I mostly try to write for myself now. Although when I did first move to Nashville, I think I did create like a ton of music that I was trying to originally give to other people. So yeah, I give you a really long answer for that.
No, it's a podcast. Perfect. Please do it.
Also, so something I didn't just see this, but I was looking this the entire time. But you have a board behind you, and you have like an inspirational message on it. Danny comes first, self-love. What's the meaning behind that? And I only ask because I just moved to my apartment, but usually I have a board behind me as well, and I like write things on it, just like, you know, inspirational messages and things like that. So just what inspired you to write that?
To remind myself to like put myself first, because I find myself a lot of times getting just like artists are always like asking for free help and free stuff, and you know, it's like a good reminder to like not let other people like take over my life, and to like prioritize myself, because like if I'm not prioritizing myself, I can't help other people. You know, if we don't prioritize ourselves and like put ourselves first, we're not going to be that helpful for anyone. We won't be helpful for anyone. So yeah.
Yeah. Almost to piggyback Jarrell's question, just hearing you talk, I was also curious, because I assume like in a given day, week, you interact with a variety of people. So I'm like, how do you relax? How do you protect your energy? How do you unwind? I'm like, imagine any given day is just packed with a bunch of requests. So
yes, this is very true. I try to meditate when I can. I sit on my balcony sometimes for like an hour, just like being in the sun and just like relaxing. Sometimes I go for walks, but not like super often. Sometimes I just watch Netflix and like chill out, but it is hard, because my tendency is to like, I love to work. And so it is hard to like find that balance, because it's like, you can always keep working because there's like always something to work on. And so my biggest challenge has been trying to like, just like not fill everything with working and to try to just like enjoy living. But I still think it's hard, because I feel like we have been raised to just always think of the future. Right. And so it's like, as soon as I get my song, I'm like, okay, what can I do now? What's the next song? What's even before thinking about like marketing and like promoting it and putting all the time into that, I'm like, okay, what song can I do next? You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's definitely a challenge for me, for sure.
Nah.
Yeah, that one struck a nerve.
Yeah. Because yeah, it's weird when we think about how not present we've been so much in our lives, and our phones do not help us with this. Our social media does not help us with this. It's like this curse of like constantly wanting to like see what's going on with like everyone and like wasting hours and hours and hours. But then it's like, if we're not doing something, then so I think a lot of us feel like we're not being like useful or something, like we're wasting time. But it's ironic because like when we are in our presence, we are the most powerful, and the things do happen instantaneously. But it's hard to just like be in that moment, because I feel like we're all kind of just like running to like this race that's like, why are we racing? Like, what is the point of racing, you know? So it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly second that, especially being in like in New York. It's really hard to be present. I'm sure, you know, the 2 years you were here, there's probably so much that you've done that you probably don't even remember, just because like you just like not fully present, and you're constantly on the go, constantly moving, and like the city just feeds that energy. You know, to constantly be moving, constantly that what's next mentality, and never really like fully being present. But so like on other, I don't want to get too far away from this, but like on other episodes, like Kevin and I have spoken about like through the pandemic, like how it taught us to like slow down and relax and to be more present, obviously, because we had no other choice. But it was beneficial to us to just like, you know, kind of reset and reassess who we were as people and what was really important to us. And one of the things that was really important was about being fully present, because, you know, time flies by, our life flies by, we're all getting older. It's just like, where did that time go? Yeah. So it's very interesting that you mentioned that.
And also being like really aware of like how we feel around people, and being aware of like energy. And it's like someone can be really amazingly have great accomplishments, but they could make us feel really stressed or like have really negative energy. And just like being really aware of like how your body feels around people, you know?
I wasn't expecting this.
Circling back to what you said, fighting the, you know, fighting what you're feeling, you know, and going then, against the current.
I'm feeling led to lead you guys through a tapping session. I don't know why. Are you guys familiar with tapping at all?
No.
Are you willing? Are you open?
I'm nervous now.
Yeah. Are you open to like trying it?
What is it? Tell me what it is first. Yeah,
you're literally just tapping on meridian points. And when you do that, it like shifts your subconscious limiting beliefs, and it like shifts the energy, and you like have all these things, like all these realizations that come to the surface. It's really powerful. And it's so really helpful for tapping. Yeah. But the way I teach it, and other people that taught me, is like saying things that are really it's like the self-hate talk, and it's like when you're angry about things and when people are triggering you, or like it could be anything, but I'm like weirdly feeling led to like show you guys this for some reason. I don't know why. So if you're open to it, I can show it to you, but if not, I can just tap and show you how to do it if you want.
You do it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll carry the combo.
I might join in a little.
Okay. So, what's something that's like on your mind that you feel like is like bothering you right now, or like you're stressed about?
Work.
Okay. So like, what about work? Like,
It's very demanding.
Okay. So it could be like, I feel like people are always demanding so much of me, and I don't understand why. And so what you want to do is you tap on the different points. So I'll show you them. So this is top of the head. These are meridian points. So you're tapping on specific things. So it's almost like acupuncture, if you think about it. So you tap on this point, and then 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 chest, and then under armpit. So an example would be, I am so frustrated that people are always asking so much of me, and I can't handle it, and I don't know what to do, and I feel out of control, and this is really frustrating, and what is happening? Why is everyone relying on me? Why can't they rely on other people? Like, I don't get it. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, why can't I handle this? And you just, like, keep going on, like, whatever it is that's, like, that's resonating with you. It could be anything, like, oh my God, my boss is, like, stressing me out, and I don't know what to do, and, like, I'm so angry with them. And you can even talk to them. It's, like, really helpful to actually talk to them. So you could be, like, boss, like, why are you doing this to me? It's hurting my health. It's hurting this. This isn't okay. What the heck? Like, this is destroying my relationships. This is destroying this. Can you just, like, be nicer to me? Like, can you treat me with more love? Like, what's wrong with you? And you just, like, can keep going, you know, and then you can talk back for your boss, and you can talk back as different situations. And it's, like, really helpful to, like, actually see the situation in front of you.
So does it release tension?
What'd you say?
Does it release tension?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I was like, you guys can try it if you want. But yeah, you could talk back as your boss and be like, I'm so sorry, you know, I'm just trying to do my job, and, like, it's nothing personal. And, like, you can kind of see from their perspective, and then it kind of helps you, you know, realize different things, and you can, like, play out different scenarios. You could, like, play out, like, an artist could, like, play out, you know, submitting for something, and then someone being like, no, I'm sorry, you're not the right person, you know, or like, yes, this is perfect, or like, yes, but, you know, you have to work really hard, and you don't have the right numbers right now, or whatever. But yeah, that's, it's really powerful, basically.
Ooh, what kind of, I mean, that's cool. I like that. What kind of teaching is that? I know, like, I know, like, it's called, like, meditation, things like that.
But emotional freedom technique. So if you go on YouTube, people can search it, but there's nothing out that teaches it the same way that me and my coaches do. So you won't, like, okay, find, like, as intense. You'll find, like, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling angry. But when this coach, like, hit her first, like, $1 million month, I kind of was like, I think she knows what she's doing. Like, because she had to shift so many different, because, like, with manifesting, a lot of reasons people can't manifest is because we have all these emotion, like, the emotional blocks within us. And so when we're not facing our triggers and all these things that are bothering us, and we just, like, push them away, and we're just like, no, we're just gonna be positive now. Like, I'm not gonna get angry, not gonna get angry, not gonna get angry. You know what I mean? And then,
rather than dealing with the anger and
rather than dealing with it. And so using EFT work is a really great way to, like, release emotions. Like, I'm really angry, I'm really sad, I'm whatever. And it will, like, bring things up. So you might, like, want to start crying, or start, like, yelling, or start, like, punching pillows. But it's like, when we don't deal with our emotions, we can't manifest as fast, because, like, we have all these, like, blocks. So that's why it's really, really powerful. And, like, watching her do this, I was like, okay, like, I want to hit my first $1 million month, so I think I should start implementing this strategy.
No, I'll do my research. I meditate, I journal, so I'm definitely into those stuff. I just want to, on the subject of manifesting, manifesting usually speaks towards goals. So, like, what are some goals you have for, say, the rest of the year, and also long-term?
Getting investors for our TV show, 100%. But first, getting the pilot complete. That's, like, a huge goal. You know, I thought it was going to be done, like, really fast, and apparently editing takes, like, a really long time, especially because we didn't time code anything. So our editor has to go through every single audio clip for 2 days and figure out where it belongs in every single film clip. So it's a whole it's a whole thing.
You're gonna be doing a lot of tapping.
Right.
Oh yeah. This has
You're
been
gonna be doing a lot of tapping.
So much patience. Yes, I have tapped on it so much. That's a goal. Doing well with my next song. We had to film the music video for it, and just, like, having it resonate with people, whether it's, like, 1 or 100 or 1 million, just, like, people liking the song and being like, this is amazing. and I love this, and this inspires me to like have more respect for myself or to be like more bold or more whatever. That's definitely a goal. But I would say the TV show is like my first thing, because it's just like, I'm super passionate about it. And I just see it already like successful. Like I can see the whole thing in my head. I created like a vision board Netflix. So it, like, I can literally see a picture of it on Netflix, you know, but it could also be on like a TV show. It just depends. I would say those are my two biggest goals right now, is like making amazing music, and getting more of that in TV and film, and my TV show, getting investors and getting it created and like casting it and all of that. So yeah.
Oof, we got a busy year ahead.
Keep you in the prayers. Dope,
yeah.
Keep you in the prayers. I mean, I don't really have any other questions, Kev. Do you?
No. Just what do you want to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, make sure you like tell people, you know, where to find your music.
Your various
ventures, yeah, but definitely your Instagram. You should probably shout out, you know, the Queen song, because like that's what's most recently out. And
yeah,
they can, you know, find you and all that stuff.
And leave them with some positive energy.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Leave them with some positive energy.
Oh, absolutely. You can go on my Instagram. I started a podcast called Danny Abundance Podcast. So if you Google that, you'll find a few episodes on different, like, just like coaching. It's like free coaching, basically, on different topics. You go to Music Industry Mastery Instagram, Danny Felt Music Instagram, DannyFeltMusic.com, Spotify, Danny Felt. Just if you Google Danny Felt, you'll find like a lot. So yeah, pretty much all of that. And I would say, as far as inspirational messages, just follow your dreams and don't let anyone tell you not to. Realize that when things bother you, it's usually nothing to do with the people that are triggering you. It has to do with yourself. And when you can recognize your triggers and are extremely self-aware of jealousy, etc., it's going to help you a lot to grow and be better. And don't think of everyone as competition in music, because it's like, we all are going to resonate with our own tribe. Like, people are going to like this music or that music for whatever reason. And it's like, it's not about, oh my God, like she has 70,000 Instagram followers. Like, I only have 5, like, they're not going to like me as much. It's like, people, the right people will find you, the right people resonate with your music. And we're not all for everybody. Like, we're not here for every single person in the world. If we did, we wouldn't have any friends, because we would just never be with people. So it's just about finding like the right people for your music and like the people that resonate with your brand and message and all of that. So just stop seeing everyone as competition, just realizing like, just being your most authentic self and doing whatever makes you happy, and that will attract the people that like your stuff.
Oh, well said.
Very well said. Again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm like so glad we were able to finally get this put together.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. It was so awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Of course. Thank you. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. You guys, make sure you guys go follow Danny Felt Music. I don't know. Music Mastery. What is the other one?
Music Industry Mastery.
We'll throw all the links up on when we put the podcast up. But make sure you guys go, you know, follow her. Very talented. And go support her. As always, make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe to the podcast on, you know, we're streaming on all platforms. We'll have this full length video up on YouTube. So make sure you guys go support that and go smash that like button. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.